The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
You're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now it is time for the Hard Shoulder Health Check. And with April being IBS Awareness Month, I am joined by the consultant in colorectal, general and minimally invasive surgery at the Beacon Hospital, Professor Reza Kalbazi. Reza, it's good to speak to you again. You're welcome back to the show. Maybe an obvious question to start. What is IBS?
Hello, Kieran. Thank you for having me. IBS, or irritable bowel syndrome, essentially, it's a functional disorder of the bowel. It involves overreaction of the bowel to a stimuli, and that stimuli could be food, could be stress, could be various factors, and that really is what IBS is, and it's a common condition, as we all know.
Can it be a symptom of a number of different things? Can there be different conditions that cause it, or is it a condition in and of itself?
It's a condition on its own. It's essentially a condition whereby there are a number of symptoms that the patient presents with. There is no physical or structural abnormality of the bowel as per se.
Okay.
There are symptoms, and these symptoms can be constipation, diarrhea, or alternating between the two. It could be abdominal bloatedness. It could be increasing gas or flatulence, abdominal pain, crampy abdominal pain. And more rare symptoms that are associated with it are type of reflux symptoms, acid reflux, heartburn. But the main issue is that there is no structural abnormality of the bowel. You know, it comes on due to, as I said earlier, due to a stimuli or a stimulus, and that could be diet, could be stress. You know, sometimes even after a bowel infection, the symptoms come on.
Does that make it difficult to treat then?
It can. The treatment of it is often not straightforward. Some people have the symptoms very mild and some people have the symptoms very severe. Just to go back and emphasize that rectal bleeding, particularly isolated rectal bleeding, is not related to irritable bowel syndrome. So if someone is having isolated rectal bleeding, they should definitely get that investigated, as there could be more serious or sinister problems or pathology behind it.
Okay.
In relation to getting it treated, you asked, yes, it can be treated. Sometimes it requires, you know, a little bit of effort, both on the part of the clinician, the doctor, and also the patient. We often go through you know, the food diary. We look at the patient's eating habits. There are certain foods that will set off the symptoms. So the main issue is to take a detailed history of the patient and assess them. The other issue is that we often need to be very cautious, because just branding someone irritable bowel syndrome or IBS without appropriate investigations, you may miss a serious diagnosis, and that is quite important.
When you mention, you know, certain foods across all people, or is it specific to individual patients, the types of foods that can cause problems?
Foods, I mean, you know, these days patients have access to the internet and they Google the, you know, various symptoms or conditions, and they you know, they hear of FODMAP, foods that are high in FODMAP, and that really is the type of foods. Certain foods are rich in certain carbohydrates and sugars that can set off the symptoms. They may not set off the symptoms in everyone,
okay,
and not every food will set off the symptom in that individual who may be diagnosed with IBS. But the main issue is to try and put them on a trial of this specific diet and see what triggers and avoid those triggers. As an example, something like too much intake of garlic or onion, certain types of milk, there are various types of foods, you know, bread, wheat-containing products, they can set the symptoms off. So it's really just to try and establish what causes it, and if they do cause it, to try and avoid that type of food.
Is there a typical age at which people begin to present themselves with this problem?
It can happen in teenage years. You know, what is very common in patients, you know, or in people in their sort of late teens, and also into the 20s and 30s. We often find, it seems to be more common in women than men.
Okay, is
But
there a
sometimes
reason
you
for
get it in
that?
the older. Not that we know of, but the main issue is, as I mentioned, it's not entirely diet. So stress comes to play with it. And stress often will set off the symptoms as well. You read about this condition, and sometimes, it's referred to as spastic gut, or a gut that is overactive, and the gut goes into spasm. So, and those, words are often used to describe the condition and also the symptoms.
In terms of maybe preventing it, people, they see the early signs and people want to do something about it. What can they do?
I mean, the main issue, if I can just emphasize that, it should be investigated.
Yeah.
So it should be thoroughly investigated. You should be seen by your GP, potentially referred to a specialist, and that specialist may undertake a number of investigations to include a colonoscopy or a camera, as it's described as, to look at the lining of the large bowel in particular, and ensure that there's no structural abnormality. Because, as I said earlier, there are other conditions that potentially will present, and one of the big, problems is that sometimes bowel cancer can present in such a way. So it should be investigated first, correct diagnosis made, and then the treatment offered. As an example, and I will just sort of mention this, relatively recently, I have had a patient who was treating herself, as irritable bowel syndrome
Yeah.
for a while. And unfortunately, that patient presented to me with quite advanced colon cancer,
Oh God.
and that wasn't, obviously, it was a situation where it is not curative. So that's what I'm getting at, that it should be thoroughly investigated and the correct path taken,
All
and that
right.
correct path then can, then can be a correction of the diet, reduction of stress. We even advise patients in order to re reduce stress to do plenty of exercise, to drink lots of water, even things such as meditation, Pilates, various things that are
Yeah, okay.
available to help.
So the message is clear. There is a way through all of this, but the very first port of call, and it is important, is go to your doctor because it could be something very, very serious. Unfortunately, there's an awful
Absolutely.
example you gave there, Reza. Listen, we appreciate your time. Reza Kalbazi from the Beacon Hospital in Dublin.